Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for Eco Money, where we bring you the latest in sustainability and finance. Now, European asset manager Amundi has launched a new social and climate action plan all the way through to 2025, from a new rating system for companies to the inclusion of ESG objectives in the remuneration of its senior executives. We're going to find out more. Sylvia Chen, Senior Sustainability Officer at Amundi, joins us now. Sylvia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
So, Sylvia, Amundi has set out quite aggressive new ESG plans all the way through till 2025. Perhaps you can share with us, what are some of your key goals?
Of course. Well, ESG is really part of Amundi's DNA and for us to work in the interest of our clients and society at large. So before that, earlier in 2018, we actually had a three-year plan with the objective to adopt a 100% responsible approach. And where do we stand as of the latest? So as of end September 2021, we actually manage over 800 billion euro of responsible investments in terms of AUM. So building on that great achievements from our previous plan, we are going another step of a faster path in terms of decarbonizations with our new ESG ambitions, 2025 action plans. So in details, it's actually across three priorities that we focus on. The first is on climate. Second is on social cohesions, and lastly on agriculture, agri-food transitions. So what it means is, in more details, we have 10 key measures in terms of accelerations on transformations across the three scopes. So first scope is in terms of the savings and technology solutions that we're committed to. We will introduce a new environmental transition ratings, mm-hmm. as well as having a net zero 2050 investment objective across our open funds in all asset classes. And besides that, we want to invest in companies that really have a positive impact in terms of environment and social, and that can be measurable. Another area we want to focus on is on technology solutions that we call artful sustainability. We're going into detail later, but that's in terms of the savings in technology solutions that we're committed to. The second scope is in terms of the votings and engagements. So as asset managers, these are key, and we want to commit to engagements with additional 1,000 companies on climate agendas, as well as in terms of the exclusions. We take another step in terms of exclusions, companies that generate over 30% of their activities for unconventional oil and gas productions. And lastly, we focus on our own operations on the business side that we have laid out in terms of setting the KPIs related to ESGs across for senior executives, as well as reductions for our own direct greenhouse gas emissions by the certain target. So that's in essence what we committed to and take the next step in terms of decarbonizations and toward net zero goal.
And just to rewind to the first point that you made there, Sylvia, as part of this, you're introducing a new environmental transition rating that assesses a company's efforts in decarbonizing their operations. What exactly, though, are you going to be looking at there?
Thanks, Rachel. Definitely. So the environmental transition is a crucial enabler in terms of the sustainable developments and climate resilience. So we are introducing this new environmental transition rating to assess the company's efforts in their decarbonization pathway toward net zero and across not just their own operations, but also in terms of what they have in terms of developments on sustainable activities or solutions. So to integrate that dimensions, we are introducing this dedicated ESG transition rating. So it is a subset of our fundamental Amundi proprietary ESG rating that we have already, but we adopt the same approach, which means it's a best-in-class approach. So there's no specific sector that's being favored, but we focus on the forward-looking element of things, like looking for companies who are doing and who are on the good trajectory in terms of getting to the net zero path. So for us to encourage companies to make such transformations, the portfolios that we manage will aim to have an environmental transition profile that is better than our universe. The other term we call it is beat the benchmark. So as a result, the portfolios will be overweighted on the companies that have made the most efforts and progress in terms of their energy transitions.
Okay, that's interesting. So has this started already, or what's the timeline for this to get going?
So it's still being fine-tuned and developed to better incorporate the full scale of the energy transitions or environmental transitions. So it's targeted to be soon, of course, but a lot of still fine-tuning is still underway.
And you've also launched Alto Sustainability. Can you tell us more about that? How does it work?
Of course. So Atul, Amundi Atul, it's an investment platform system that we use to support the asset managers or our clients on their 360-degree portfolio analysis. So it's we already have a tool in terms of ESG details and climate screens. But what we're adding on is a tool sustainability. So it's designed to be a technology, an additional technology analysis solution to support the investors in terms of their decision makings on environment and social impacts on their portfolios. What they will be able to do is to integrate the ESG elements and dimensions with simulations, and also possible to have a better ESG reported ratings, because currently there are many measures, regulations, or expectations on better ESG ratings and disclosures on that.
Okay, but another interesting move you've made is that you're going to be linking executive performance to ESG targets. How exactly are you going to measure that?
Right, so one of the pillars in the new ESG plan is in terms of how we operate and plan to be aligned to the ambitions. So it's true that we need to, the contributions from all parties, including the staffs, employee, and as well as the senior management of it. So the broad integration of ESG criteria into remuneration policy, the ESG objectives will be weighted at 20% of the KPIs for the long-term incentive plans that we have scoped out in terms of the 20 most senior executives at Amundi, in terms of our achievements and progress on the responsible investment objectives. And that's for now what we committed to. But even on top of that, the other, in terms of contributions from our staffs, can be achieved through our target in terms of by 2025, the reduction of direct emissions that we target to reduce by 30% per employees by 2025 as compared to the 2018 measures. So we will focus on two things. One is on energy consumptions, professional transportations, or even from the suppliers. So to finish, I think these ambitions, we really need to set our own map and roadmap, and there are different stages to go through. So I think what we try to showcase is we are the leaders, that we lead by examples, as well as we're being the ambassadors in terms of to share our ESG ambitions, our best practices, and to really say what we do and do what we say. And lastly, as a contributors in terms of the responsibilities of all key stakeholders to translate this plan into a concrete actions and to deliver the result at the end.
We've been speaking with Sylvia Chen, Senior Sustainability Officer at Amundi. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.